Lecture topic, Are We Facing a Tsunami? Part 2.
Qadi Shuraih, one of the greatest chief justices in the annals of Islamic history. He's seen people abusing their woman. What did he say? رَأَيْتُ رِجَالًا يَضْرِبُونَ نِسَاءَهُمْ رَأَيْتُ رِجَالًا يَضْرِبُونَ نِسَاءَهُمْ فَشُلَّتْ يَمِينِي حِينَ أَضْرِبُ زَيْنَبًا أَأَضْرِبُهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ أَتَتْ بِهِ فَمَا الْعَدْلُ مِنِّي ضَرْبُ مَنْ لَيْسَ مُذْنِبًا فَزَيْنَبُ شَمْسٌ وَالنِّسَاءُ كَوَاكِبُ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ لَمْ تُبْدِ مِنْهُنَّ كَوْكَبًا. What couplets? I will digress if I elaborate on these couplets. And I don't wish to digress. We are at a very sensitive juncture of the discussion. Let us return back to the point of discussion. Abu Shahma, eat that morsel, perhaps it be your last. Perhaps it be your last. Sayyidina Umar was very, very vocal in implementing the hudud. You read the ahadith of Rajab. The ahadith of Rajab that appears in Bukhari and then is stoning. La yahillu damu imri'in muslimin illa bi ihda talat. At-tayyibu zani wa nafsu bin nafs wa tariku li dinihi al-mufariqu lil jama'a. That it is only lawful to take the life of a Muslim on three instances. At-tayyibu zani, when a married person makes zina. We had recently where people were saying that it doesn't appear in the Quran. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Ala inna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad rajama wa rajama Abu Bakrin wa rajamna ba'dahu. فأخشى إن طالب الناس زمان فأخشى إن طالب الناس زمان أن يقولوا قائلون. I fear by the passing of time. Remember, we pelted, Allah's Nabi is pelted, and this was a practice established from Quran and Hadith. I fear by the passage of time, people will say we read the Quran cover to cover. There is no indication of stoning. فَيَضِلُّ بِتَرْكِ فَرِيضَةٍ أَنزَلَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ. And that nation will be deviated from the truth who abandoned the injunction of stoning when someone has been found guilty of the crime. Nabi alayhi salam has said, إِقَامَةُ حَدٍ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ. إِقَامَةُ حَدٍ, in the riwayat of Targhib, إِقَامَةُ حَدٍ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ مَطَرِ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا فِي بِلَادِ اللَّهِ. It is better to establish this penalty in any locality than 40 days of beneficial rain for that place. I came direct from the airport from Cape Town. I was told now that there is major water restrictions. The hadith says, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, مَا مِنْ قَوْمٍ يَظْهَرُ فِيهِمُ الزِّنَا إِلَّا أُخِذُوا بِالسَّنَا. A nation in which zina becomes common, Allah will grab them with drought. Allah will grab them with drought. When Nabi alayhi salam cursed the people of Makkah, what curse did he make? اللهم اجعلها عليهم سنين كسني يوسف. Allah inflict upon them a drought and a famine similar to that which came upon the Egyptians in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. Abu Shahma, eat that morsel, perhaps it be your last. He dropped the morsel. What's the matter, O my father? Fear Allah and speak. Did you ever take wine in your life once? Yes, O my father, I had taken. While you were the influence of this year and you were in this condition and you were drunk, did you perpetrate the act of zina? Yes, my father, I had done this. Okay, then come out. The order of Allah has to be executed. He tells the Sahaba, you sit here. You do not move from here. Allahu Akbar. What a clash of emotion. He takes his son. He tells his slave, now remove his clothes in a manner that he will be now lashed. He comes forward himself. And he starts lashing him. فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدَةً وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِ فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدًا وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. I wish you could comprehend the sentiments echoed in this verse where Allah conscientizes you and asks you, are you a guardian first or are you a believer first? Are you a father first or are you a Muslim first? Allah says, let not sentiments grip you. Let not passion envelope you. Let not mercy overcome you when you are lashing them in establishing the order of Allah. Be it your son or anyone else. What a test upon Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But how successfully they went through these different phases of life. As he starts carrying out this order of Allah very diligently, One cannot adequately translate the emotions in the heart of Sayyidina Umar. It come to a point that his son had become weak. I quote according to this kitab. Many sahaba came to intervene and they said, okay, you can give the remaining lashes at a later time. Let's just have a breather period. Let's just break. Let's have an interval. And then you can resume and lash him. Sayyidina Umar says, when he did not delay in disobeying Allah, why should I delay in executing the order of Allah against him? That is the words in the kitab. When there wasn't delay in the guna, why should there be delay in the punishment? Allahu Akbar. As he starts hitting him, the wife comes to her. The wife runs out to intervene. A sensitive juncture. Brothers, we have a dilemma in our homes that our wife complains the children were naughty. We tend to hit the children, the wife interjects. We come to a point of frustration. Do I hit? Don't I hit? If I hit, leave me. If I mustn't, don't tell me. As simple as that. But you know, this year that do something and then you intercede in, it just doesn't help the situation. Leave me and let me hit him and do what I need to do. The wife comes out. She holds Umar. It's our child after all. It's our child after all. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, nobody is going to soften him in this regard. When it came to the orders, أَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ Umar, we are in the khutbah. أَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ Umar, the most stern when it came to the orders of Allah. As it came to the latter part, I quote on the reference of this kitab, Sayyidina Umar then went to his son and he said, Abu Shukma, it became very fatal and very critical and it was become evident that now death is apparent. He says, Oh my son, when you die and you meet my Nabi, give him my salams and tell him, I let you leave this world while establishing the order of Allah. Oh my son, when you meet my Nabi, give him my salams and tell him while establishing the order of Allah, I let you leave this world. Then the son looked at the father, I quote on the strength of this kitab, Ya Abati, Assalamu alayk. Oh my father, may the peace of Allah descend upon you. He hits the final lash, which claimed the life of this person. He runs and he hugs this child. He then kisses his child. He says, oh my child, may my life be sacrificed for you. I admire you, you died for haqq. Oh my son, I admire you, you died for haqq. Lamitatun fi ta'atillah, my Nabi said. Lamitatun fi ta'atillah. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ حَيَاتٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ Dying obeying Allah is better than dying while obeying Allah is better than living while disobeying Allah. Obeying Allah and dying, that is better for you than living and disobeying Allah. لَمِيتَةٌ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ حَيَاتٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ He then lifted his own son, gave ghusl and kafan to his own son and led the janazah of his own son. Friends and elders, when this was the price for deen to be preserved, for the orders of Allah to be established, then he became Umar. What will be their rank in Jannat? Allah forgive us. What is the condition of infidelity in our life? What is the condition of zina in our life? Never mind our children, let us look into our own lives. It is time we reflect. It is these things that are bringing the azab of Allah. I was once in California. We were driving in San Francisco. Brother took me to visit one masjid, ancient building that had some Islamic history and heritage in the heart of San Francisco. When I seen that, you know, the evil taking place, zina around you, in front of you, inviting, tempting, daring, challenging, inviting in the following words, take a bite of the forbidden fruits. This was the exact invitation. Take a bite of the forbidden fruit. What does Allah say regarding the nation of Lut alayhi salam? وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبَصِرُونَ You perpetrate the crime, that's one, but you do it in public. Allah speaks of five azab that came on this nation. Why? Because of zina, because of immorality. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ We blinded them. صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِيرٌ They were seized by a punishment. جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا We toppled that nation. And the wisdom of toppling them, ulama, right? Because their action was upside down. Allah turned them upside down. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. So really, brothers, we have to take stock of our lives, the direction in which we are moving, the goals we've given to our children, the wrong that we are condoning. We've seen it happening. To an extent, we have a share in it. Nabi alayhi salam says, as soon as they assume responsibility, get them married. Do not delay in nikah. Illa taf'aluhu takun fitnatun fil ardi. Takun fitnatun, not fil bayti, fil ardi. If a good proposal comes and you decline, after declining, that will lead to corruption on the entire world, not only in your house. Wa fasadun arid. The ulama write under the commentary of this hadith that the fish in the ocean make dua. لا يصلون على معلم الناس الخير. They invoke the mercy of Allah upon those who tutor humanity with goodness, those who disseminate nobility to people. Why do this creation make dua? Why does this creation invoke the mercy of Allah and make and a well wishes to insan? Why? Because this is the significant creation. It is upon their actions that Allah will decide conditions. If their actions are in conformity with Allah, never mind them, we all will benefit, be it the fish in the ocean or the animals in the jungle. And if they disobey Allah, then the conditions that will come down, like it comes in one hadith, Allah says, خَيْرِ إِلَيْكُمْ نَازِلْ, that the best from me comes to you, yet the worst from you comes to me. شَرِّ إِلَيْ خَيْرِ إِلَيْكُمْ نَازِلْ, the best from me comes. Allah gives us health, Allah gives us wealth, Allah gives us nobility, Allah gives us beautiful children. Man made zina. The other day one youngster came to me and he's speaking about infidelity, how he's been involved, how he got hooked on, how easy it is today, how common it is today, what a big fitna it is. He says, every time I come to my partner, I feel guilty. It hurts me, it bothers me, it pricks me, but I cannot abandon my wrong. Allah doesn't deprive you of a normal child because of that zina. Allah blesses you still with a normal child in the relation with your wife. Whereas the Quran says, مُخَلَّقَةٍ أَمْ غَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. When the child has been formed, the angel asks Allah, must we make it normal or abnormal? Decides. If Allah wanted, Allah says, well, the parents both have abused their sight. Deprive him of eyes. They both are looking at, she's looking at haram. At the time when Allah is deciding, Allah says, give him eyes and give him the best of eyes. Allah, do we deprive? How Allah's system, and this system of Allah operates for Fir'aun also, and for Musa, for Nabi, and for Abu Jahl also. No differentiation in the tartib of Allah. Allah blesses you with a normal child. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Allah speaks about how He can snatch your abilities away from you in your youth. And this is something I really want to speak to my young brothers. How Allah can snatch that sight. As I spoke in the opening comments of my talk, the youngsters very ideally plan a life of sin to suit them. Things happen for them as they so plan. Things materialize in the direction they go. They foolishly think it's happening because we're planning. So I'll pick you up, we'll go here, meet this woman, go to movies, do whatever needs to be done. They plan it, and they assume it's happening because I've planned. I've decided this time it will happen, it will happen. One day when Allah withholds, and this is what Allah says in this verse, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Allah created you, then inevitably death will grip you. But some of you are those that He can repeat childhood with you in your latter part of your life. Then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is knowledgeable and Allah has might. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, the wisdom of these two qualities mentioned here, that Allah is mighty, Allah can bring this condition on a young boy, strip him of all his faculties, deprive him of all his abilities, and Allah has such strength that Allah can restore and keep those faculties in an old man even after he's past 80 and 90. That is the wisdom of speaking of Qadir, yeah? That Allah has the might, Allah can give it. One person great orator, great Khalil Sibuain. He says, I met رأيت أعرابيا قد بلغ عمره 120 سنة. I met a villager 120 years old. I admired him for his health. I said, Subhanallah, what beautiful health. What's the words? What is the formula? What's the secret? He says, تركت الحسد فبقيته. I don't have a jealousy for any individual, and because of that, Allah gave me perpetual good health. I don't know what is sickness. My heart is not an abode of any malice. كُلُّ عَدَاوَةٍ قَدْ تُرْجَى إِزَالَتُهَا إِلَّا عَدَاوَةُ مَنْ عَادَاكَ مِنْ حَسَدٍ. There is hope every enmity will come to an end, but the enmity which is a result of jealousy. There is a hope that every enmity will come to an end, but that enmity which comes as a result of jealousy. So brothers, this youth, this talent that Allah has given us, and we've seen youngsters. I was one day coming back, I was in Paris at the airport waiting for a connecting flight. So you know, there are so many things we can look around us and reflect. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. There are so many signs in the skies and the earth which man sees but ideally ignores, yet only if he reflects he can learn so much. I seen there was a group of youngsters that were traveling, and I found that they were surrounded by a lot of elderly people. So when I went to the washroom, or to the restroom as they call it there, I guess that's the only time they get to rest. Like someone said it. So I seen them coming, there were about 5-10 youngsters, all of them, both their hands were cut off. They had no hands. So when it came to time to, you know, press that water, you know, as you just press it and you make wuzu, and I seen the youngster come in and hitting his shoulder against that tap, pressing it for the water to come out and then trying to just rinse his face. There's no hands. And he hit it there, and for a moment I sat and I thought and I reflected and I said, Ya Allah, how much wrong haven't I done with these hands of mine? How much haven't I advanced towards haram? As the Quran says, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. These hands will speak up and say, how many women you have touched, these hands will speak up. These eyes will say, how much haram you have looked at. Brothers, I know my wrong, you know your wrong. I was reading a very beautiful kitab on the final advices of Imam Ghazali to one of his very dedicated students. I haven't actually formally started, but I will end off, inshallah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gave few advices to one of his students as he was departing. It is written that Taqareer Imam Ghazali, and in that, the last part of that kitab is devoted to advices to his student. He told him, he says, Alamatu i'radillahi ta'ala anil abdi ishtighaluhu fima la ya'ni. The sign that Allah has turned his attention away from any servant is when that individual engages in things that are futile. When that individual engages in things that are futile, he does things that are not constructive. وَمَنْ ذَهَبَتْ سَاعَتُهُ فِي شَيْءٍ. And that person who devotes his time to something other than that for which Allah has created him, then that is the saddest moment in his life. That is the saddest moment in his life. Sometimes you take your car for a wash, and it's necessary, I guess, you need to be clean. You look at the pride in which those youngsters clean that car. They walk around, they make tawaf, they go under, on top. As the Quran speaks regarding the camel of Salih alayhi salam. What does the Quran say? وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ. That don't touch this camel with an evil hand, otherwise you will see something you never thought of. Now you see these youngsters, as you draw closer to that car, the pride, the possession, the obsession, the crave. And yet on the other hand, we find people that take that pride with their cars, and are loose with their daughters, are casual with their woman. And the Nabi of Allah says, Ad-dayyuth, ad-dayyuth. Who is a dayyuth? A cuckold. Who is a cuckold? الذي يدخل على أهله الرجال. That man who doesn't mind strange boys talk to his daughters, strange men greet his wife, he doesn't have a problem with that. Never mind Jannat, he'll be deprived of even the fragrance of Jannat. Don't come near my car. There's my wife, you can get. Since when has this ummah began introducing its women to strangers? Have we stooped so low? Have we started borrowing the morals of others that deep? Just to me too, this is my wife. I know of an incident personally when a man came home and he's crying and he says, Maulana, I thought I was a father of four. I realize I'm a father of three. The fourth one, I'm the uncle and not the father. My brother is the father of that child. My brother is the father of that child. When precaution doesn't... I mentioned this, brothers. You can perhaps bear me out on this here. As long as there is lust and there is jealousy in any human, let precaution take its course. And I guess those are inseparable things from any human. As long as there is lust and there is jealousy, let precaution take its course. Don't say, no, he's a reliable man, I don't have to worry, my daughter is here, I can just leave the money. No man is exempted from these weaknesses. That subtle things that hits every, no man is exempted. Let precaution take its course. Let precaution take its course. So the youth, the talent that Allah has given us, let us not engage in things that are futile. I'm going to mention one story briefly. I run you through it, the incident of the Quran, and then I terminate. Allah speaks about two brothers in the Quran, young boys in Bani Israel, with reference to Madarikut Tanzil. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. The father dies, they inherit 8,000 dinars according to the riwayat of Madarik al-Tanzil, also in the Hashya of Jalaleen it is mentioned. They take this estate, what they inherit from the father. The one takes the first 1,000 and he purchases the land. The other one takes his 1,000 and he gives it in charity. He says, Allahumma inna fulanan qad ishtara ardan wa inni ashtari minka ardan fil jannah. Allah, my brother bought a land here, he's developing it here. Allah, I'm buying a land from you in Jannah, you develop for me a day in Jannah. And he gave 1,000 in charity. Two young boys in the prime of their life. After their father died, they took a different route. The parents were one, the upbringing was one, but we see they end up differently. Then the other brother, the first one, he bought a very beautiful house and he developed it, another 1,000 dinars. The other one said, Allahumma inna fulanan qad ishtara daran wa inni ashtari minka daran fil jannah. Allah, he bought a house. I'm buying a house from you in Jannah, and he gave it in charity. Then he got married. So this one said, Allah, I am proposing to one of the women of Jannah. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Allah speaks about the woman. If you only know the riwayat of Bukhari, لَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. A topic that is dear to us all, I guess. The hurs of Jannah, the maidens of Jannah, the damsels of Jannah. حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ, well guarded in their pavilions. لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No human, no jinn has ever touched them. لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ, pure from every form of impurity. Nabi alayhi salam says, there will only be jusha'un above, and that will also have a pleasant smell in Jannat. So he says, Allah, I propose to a woman in Jannat. Then this person employed many people. He said, Allah, I am spending another 1,000 dinars, you decorate my Jannat. The first one became a multi-millionaire, things worked out for him, materially prospered, he advanced, developed, expanded, grew. And as is the economic growth of the world, it carries on and on. It doesn't come to an end. The other one apparently went into poverty, went into penury, went into adversity, went into difficulty. One day the wealthy brother happens to pass by. And you must see as the Quran paints his picture. The first one, as the Quran says, we gave him two gardens. حَفَثْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ, surrounded with date palms. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا, and a farm in between. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا, both gardens gave forth its produce in full measure. وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, never fell short. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا, and a river flowing beneath it, in between it. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. Then one day he meets his brother. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. This is a very key issue. Allah says he enters into his garden with great pride and arrogance. You know, you see these people, Mawlana, you must come and see my new place. No problem, we'll come. But the pride is so much. In the end, he shows you the toilet. Oh, show me the house, show me the... But you know, everything, whatever we got. Now I've decided on principle. I was in America and I went to this brother's house. He called me to come see his steel plant. And I had looked, he said, make dua. I said, I'll first make dua. What dua must I make? For barakat? Or that if you're on interest, then I must make dua, you must leave it now. We're making dua for barakat, but Allah's curse is on the man. His dealings are not right. He's on interest. What dua of barakat can we make? Anyway, that was the next day was my last bayan. And I said, this is my opportunity in my moral obligation that I seize the opportunity and I speak against interest. And I spoke about it in a very diplomatic way, but he realized, I hope that inshallah he had made arrangements onwards to come out of it. And you know what was the best part of it? He says, no, I spoke to my family, they just need to bear with me for 10 years. He said, just 10 years and I'll be over with it. I was one day flying back from Malawi, so there was a doctor on the flight. So anyway, he was there for my program. There was a masjid opening there, so he came. He says, Mawlana, no, it was nice. So I said, oh, doc, how are you? Were you practicing? He says, no, I gave up my practice. Oh, okay, what's the reason? He says, I couldn't live up to inflation. I said, all right, now just simplify that for me. Now, you couldn't live up to inflation. What do you mean by that? You know, we talk of inflation when you're inflating your tires in the car. And that's the inflation we understand about the tires. Anyway, he says that I couldn't live up to inflation. What do you mean by this here? He says, 3 years ago, I bought an S-Class Mercedes. And 3 years later, I couldn't afford to buy the same Mercedes. So I realized I'm not living up to inflation, so I went into business. I said, how sad if this is the intention with which our businessmen enter and venture into trade. If this is the reason behind us going into business, commerce and trade. Whereas the Nabi of Allah said, if you go with the right reason, you return from the path of Allah. The only reason that I'm not living up to inflation, imagine this has become a goal in the life of an individual. All needs covered, all luxuries secured, all international destinations and, you know, travels. I'm not living up to inflation has become an aspiration in the heart of this ummati. So now he left his profession and he's gone into business. Anyway, he enters into his garden. The Quran says, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, while he harmed none but himself. And that's my message to you, young boy. While you sit in your car and you flash your music and you flash your mags and you arrogantly spike your hair and you ignore the azan and you snub the alim and you let your mother cry as you leave the house, Allah says you enter that car harming yourself and none but yourself. You do not harm your mother. She will cry and her mother will leave her crying. Allah's qasam, we've seen woman crying. I was afraid she will die crying. But to no avail, to no avail. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. You enter oppressing yourself, my brother. What does he say? قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I doubt this garden will ever be destroyed. I doubt this car will ever be smashed as it stands. We see the speed. We drive at speed, brothers. Person passes away in an accident, we ideally interpret it as martyrdom. But if he has trespassed the speed limit and he has deliberately done things that are wrong, there is fear of suicide. And the ulama say that if a person sleeps on the edge of a thin roof, where he perhaps can fall deliberately, if he falls from there, it's a suicide death. In the grounds of death, I am saying this. You know, there was a youngster, I was going for a program. What a fast driver, never in my life I've seen it. First time he came to fetch me, we were rushing for a bayan. I said, I doubt we both will make it for that bayan. I didn't know him, but anyway, at such speed. He says, Maulana, relax, I know the car and the car knows the road. I took it, you know, to be honest, if I tell you, from the time he started putting speed, I started taking out sadqa. What I started with and what I ended with, you don't want to know the figures. Wallahi, never, 240 he was taking those bends. 240. I'm not joking. Wallah, in my heart, I said, Ya Allah, this is my time up. Maulana, relax. I know the car, and the car knows the road. Brothers, what do we achieve? What do we achieve with this? Where do we reach with this arrogance? So the Quran say you harm yourself. Anyway, he comes to his brother. I can explore it, but I will briefly cut it short. He meets his brother. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. Sahib Jalalin writes, يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنْ يُفَاخِرُهُ. He says, oh, what happened to you now? Where you got lost? أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Oh, you gave charity. Oh, okay, right. I guess you got something happening that side in paradise for you. وَإِذَا رَأُوهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When they see the believers, they wink eyes, they snub, they insult, they comment. Allah says, let them laugh, let them laugh. Tomorrow you sit on my throne next to me and you laugh at them burning in Jahannam. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Allah says, not tomorrow, today. فَالْيَوْمِ. Today you sit next to me. Keep your beard, my brother. Accept the criticism of the world. Resist the criticism. Allah says, you sit next to me and you laugh at him burning in Jahannam.
فَاتَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ قَالَتَ اللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ.
So he tells his brother, look at my wealth, look at what I got, what happened to you? You got nothing. So his brother says, listen my brother, you went well and you got a lot of money. I don't have a problem with the money you have. I don't have the problem with the affluence, but I do have a major problem with your attitude. I don't have a problem with your money, flash it. I have a problem with your attitude.
قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ.
You've gone so arrogant. You've gone so haughty. Never mind me. You're challenging Allah. You don't respect the azan while you drive past. There are so many youth. I was one day speaking to some youth in America, different religious groups. So I told them, I said, look here, so many of you are waiting to mature that you can arrogantly light a cigarette in public and no one can tell you. You can hold a bottle of wine and officially walk into a pub, no one can tell you anything. And so many of you are waiting to mature that you can take the musalla and lead the congregation. Those who are the latter category, Allah's qasam, they're in reward from now. Those that belong to the first category, they are in guna from now. How many are waiting to mature but with diverse aspirations? Wa in sa'yakum lashatta. Allah says, as the sun rises, every man has a different goal ahead of him. Some of those whose goals bring them closer to Allah, others stand up with a deadness that takes them away from Allah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. Allah opens up the boat. So he tells him, my brother, I don't have a problem with what you have. I have a problem with your attitude. Then he said, listen to me now properly.
إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ.
If you think I have nothing, I think inshallah Allah will give me better than what you have in akhirat. And by the way, I foresee a divine torment coming very soon to ruin whatever you own. I foresee a divine torment coming. The next day he says this and they separate. But drown in his arrogance, in his haughtiness. And ah, he's jealous of me because his son can't drive a car like this here. So that's why stop, he's telling me this here. Now, uncle, you enjoyed your life, let us enjoy ours. Not a matter of enjoy it. My brother, we did the wrong thing. We don't want you to do the wrong thing. Why must you repeat the wrong of what that uncle did? So what happens? Allah says,
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ سَعِيدًا زَلَقًا أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ.
In the night, a divine fire came and destroyed everything. He got up turning, kaffi of sauce, turning his palms. And he's saying, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I wish I had never ascribed partners with Allah. What did the Quran say? هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ أي هُنَالِكَ عُلِمَ أَنَّ الْوَلَايَةَ لِلَّهِ. At that juncture, it became apparent that sovereignty belongs to Allah. It belongs to Allah at every time. But when Allah destroyed, he realized, I'm not in control. The day you get up and there's a severe pain, Allah forbid, أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ. Now you realize that that health is not because what you eat and you do, is because Allah gave it. Today you also ate, today you also slept, but you just cannot get up. So what happens? He says, I wish I had not made shirk. But that was not as a result of regretting, but as a result of the harm that came to his dunya. Like for example, you go meet a man, you tell him, bye, we're going to the masjid, join us. He said, no, I'll come. You carry on to do. I know that you'll have a bayan there. And then after you go, then somebody comes and mugs him and robs him. After namaz, he says, hey, I should have joined you people. But that is joining for the wrong reasons. So that I shouldn't have been mugged. This is exactly what the Quran says. I wish I had not made shirk, so that this had not happened to me. Brothers, I could have said much more, but whatever little Allah put in my heart, I poured it out to you. May Allah Ta'ala guide myself, you and one and all. May Allah Ta'ala let us return as different youth. Let us take this opportunity, repent to Allah, cry to Allah, ponder over our past, beg Allah for forgiveness, and embrace a life of piety. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي الهاشمي المكي المدني وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اهد نساء المسلمين اللهم ارزقهن الحياء والعفاف والإيمان اللهم ارزقهن الحياء والعفاف والإيمان اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر Oh Allah, forgive our sins, oh Allah. Forgive our minor and our major sins, oh Allah. Allah, I guess neither the skies nor the earth has seen more evil individuals than us, Allah. Allah, we are running towards Jahannam, Allah. Allah, we beg you, hold us by our hands, Allah. Allah, as that father needs to hold that stubborn child, Allah. Allah, hold us tight, Allah. Allah, we ran towards everything. It disgraced us. It depressed us. Oh Allah, now we need to come to you, Allah. Oh Allah, take us towards you. As Nabi alayhi salam said, وَخُذْ بِنَوَاصِينَا إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى Allah, hold us by our foreheads and steer us to you, Allah. Allah, you make us, Allah, make us beloved to you and you become our beloved, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us see that which brings us closer to you, Allah. Allah, bring our youth back home safe and sound, Allah. Allah, those very youngsters this very night that are sitting in the lap of a strange woman with a bottle of wine in their hand and dining at some club, Allah. Allah, you give them a shiver in their back and bring them home, Allah. Allah, make them with sajda marks on their forehead that we see seemahum fi wujuhihim min athari sujood. Allah, let those parents sigh with relief, Allah. Allah, those mothers that are crying, those fathers that are crying, those that have become aged and sick in the process, Allah, let them sigh with relief. Bring our youngsters home, Allah. Allah, bring morality into our sisters, Allah. Allah, bring integrity into our sisters, Allah. Allah, which way do we turn, Allah? What time has our eyes opened up, Allah? Everywhere we look, it is haram. Allah, we barely exit from our house and we expose and we vulnerable. Allah, we barely go somewhere and we only listen to haram. Ya Allah, our sight is gone, our hearing is gone. There's no organ of ours but that it has been contaminated with your disobedience, Allah. Allah, we haven't yet intended to give up sins, Allah. When will we give it up, Allah? We haven't yet intended to abandon sin, Allah. Allah, in my entire life, if I look, there isn't one day where I've totally, diligently obeyed you, Allah. Allah, how will I present before you, my Allah? Allah, how many youngsters have died in this way, Allah? How many have died going towards clubs? How many have died with strange women in their laps, Allah? How many have died after taking a pill, Allah? Allah, you make it easy for them in their qabr, Allah. Allah, you make it easy for them, Allah. Allah, save us from such a death, Allah. Allah, save us from a death in a club, Allah. Allah, save us from a death in the lap of a strange woman, Allah. Allah, save us from a death while signing a fraudulent check, Allah. Allah, save us from a death while dining with haram people, Allah. Allah, Allah, let us live a life of piety and nobility, Allah. Allah, let it be in Medina, Allah. Let it be on Friday, Allah. And give us place next to your Nabi, Allah. Allah, give us sand next to your Nabi, Allah. Allah, give us land next to your Nabi, Allah. Allah, let our day start with Quran. Let it end with Quran. Allah, bring muhabbat in our lives. Allah, remove jealousy from our lives, Allah.
Allah, remove malice from our life. Allah, materialism has blinded us, Allah. If we cannot differentiate between father and brother in this grave for materialism, Allah, bless us with divine contentment, Allah. Allah, where are we going and how long will we carry on? This is like a car that is out of control, Allah. Allah, this car is out of control. Someone will have to stop and hold this car, otherwise every inmate will be destroyed. And I guess it will destroy so many others, it will smash into Allah. Allah, this car is out of control. And it's not out of control for days or months. The scar of this ummah is out of control for decades, Allah. Allah, the scar is out of for decades, Allah. Allah, this ummah has taken the wrong turn, Allah. Allah, bring this ummah back on its road, Allah. Allah, return this ummah safely, Allah. Allah, you make it easy for us, Allah. Allah, bring honesty in our tradesmen, Allah. Allah, bring loyalty in our businessmen, Allah. Allah, bring respect and dignity between employer and employee, Allah. Allah, just as our youth have gathered here, Allah, let them gather in numbers much more than this, Allah, for your deen, Allah, and take them across the world, Allah. Allah, when other youngsters are not shaved, looking like degrading themselves, not even looking like humans, Allah, give us the ability to reflect your beautiful sunnah, Allah, in this hostile environment, Allah. Allah, we have nothing. I guess the little beard that perhaps we are keeping in this environment of hostility, maybe, Allah, it becomes a means of securing your joy, Allah. Allah, let us revive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam and bring us close to you, Allah. Allah, you raise our children with piety, Allah. Allah, we cannot do, if it was as a result of what we did, Allah, then they all would have come up the same, Allah. But we gave them all the equal upbringing. Some became pious, some did not become. That makes us understand it's not our upbringing, it's not our tarbiyah, but rather it is your choice, Allah. Allah, we openly acknowledge, Allah, loudly, clearly, explicitly, vividly, emphatically, Allah, that we are helpless, we are hopeless, we are defenseless, Allah. We acknowledge every wrong, we admit every sin, we beg for every kindness. Allah, hold our children, Allah. Allah, hold them tight, Allah. Allah, hold them firm, Allah. Allah, hug our children, Allah. Allah, we taught them everything but you, Allah. Allah, put your greatness in their heart, Allah. Look after them, Allah. Allah, don't test us. Let not our children die before us, Allah. Give them barakat in their lives. Give them health in their lives. Give them prosperity. Those of our daughters that are of marriageable age, grant them suitable partners, Allah. Allah, those of the youngsters that are married, bless them with normal, healthy, beautiful children, Allah. Allah, those that are desirous of a job, bless them with good provisions, of Allah. Allah, those of our parents that are alive, give us the ability to serve them, Allah. Respect them, Allah. Allah, let us honor them, Allah. Allah, you give them a befitting reward, Allah. Allah, you reward my parents, especially and all my asatiza, via whom you have given me this beautiful deen, Allah. Allah, let us adequately discharge the obligation of this amanat that you have given us upon us, Allah. Oh Allah, let us lead our children by example, Allah. Allah, let us become good role models for them, Allah. Let us become exemplary parents, Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka min wa'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adhaka min wa'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'ali al-'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.